For the NSPR News Team, I'm Sarah Bohannon. With the recent decision by the Trump administration to end DACA within 6 months, North State schools are struggling to find ways to support a population of students who have remained in the shadows. NSPR reporter Adia White talks to Dreamers and school administrators about what can be done for students who are now living in flux.
Chico State doesn't ask students for their immigration status. There's no box on your application that you check.
We have no idea how many students have DACA on this campus. That's a question that's not asked on any forms or documentations.
That's Elizabeth Alanis, the Associate Director of Financial Aid. She says while she can't tell how many students are on DACA, she does estimate that around 300 other students are undocumented. Recently, Alanis stepped up to coordinate a new program on campus. It's called the Dream Center, and it's designed specifically to help students on DACA. When the Trump administration announced that they were ending the program on Tuesday, she says the center was swamped with students who were panicked about their future.
One thing is that a lot of students yesterday came to the center and they were saying, what's going to happen to my financial aid? And the answer is nothing. You could still, you know, students could still come to school. Nothing's going to happen with enrollment. Again, that's state legislation. They're covered under the assembly bills and Senate bills.
She means two California bills that allow undocumented students to apply for financial aid. Those programs aren't at risk of ending right now, but Alanis says that's only a small relief for students enrolled in DACA who still need to work to pay for living expenses, books, and sometimes support their family members too. Not to mention the fear that they could be deported if they lose their permits. Carla Camacho is a sophomore at Chico State and a dreamer. She remembers the day she was first granted DACA and realized that she would actually be able to put herself through college.
I remember that when I was finally, I guess you could say, granted the permit, it was a moment of relief. It was like there was suddenly some stability. There was something that could help me.
Camacho moved to the Napa Valley area from Mexico when she was 7. She says she doesn't remember Mexico or the trip to the U.S. at all. She can't imagine what it would be like to go back there. Right now, she's doing her best to concentrate on what she can control, her schoolwork.
You know, I'm trying my hardest to not let it affect my ability to do my schoolwork. Of course, there's the concern, there's the worry. But at the end of the day, if I stop doing what I'm here to do, it's only going to set me back further.
We also spoke with a number of high school counselors who said they don't have many DACA students in general, though it's impossible to say for sure because schools don't keep those records. Some counselors expressed concern. Some said it was too early to tell. But most said they haven't had any dreamers walk in the door. But Jesse Barajas, a counselor at Gridley High, says he'll expect they will once it's time to start financial aid applications for college. His concern is that they won't be able to work during school to pay for expenses, and that they'll also feel discouraged about their employment opportunities after they graduate.
A lot of the times when they just feel defeated because the policies that are in place did not suit their needs, I hate to say it, but sometimes I think they start giving up on themselves before, you know, we've had a chance to really instill that belief system that, you know what, this is a country of opportunities.
But he tells his students to stay hopeful because he believes that once more DACA students enter the workforce, it will be impossible to ignore their value. I'm Adia White for North State Public Radio.